This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. A break in a murder case dating back to 2010, and people in Massapequa, New York, on Long Island are stunned a neighbor is in custody.
I do believe we did trick-or-treat at that house through the years, you know. So it's very scary to wake up to this.
It's an arrest in what became known as the Gilgo Beach murders, the killings of 11 women over 2 years. It was dramatized in the movie Lost Girls. Sophia Hall of affiliate WCBS.
A 59-year-old man who I'm told is an architect lives there with his wife and two children. I've seen evidence boxes being brought out of the house this morning. Neighbors say he basically kept to himself. He's lived there all his life.
There's a new government move to forgive $39 billion in federal student loan debt. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum says this will affect more than 800,000 borrowers.
The Biden administration is saying that the federal government made mistakes in how these loans were to be treated after borrowers with low income made a certain number of monthly payments. The loan should have been automatically forgiven, but the government failed to keep proper track and miscalculated what was owed.
No relief from the heat in the Southwest. In Death Valley, California, the national park that bills itself as the hottest, it could hit 120 over the weekend. Tourists are converging, though. Alessia Dempster is visiting from Scotland.
It's very hot. I mean, especially when there's a breeze, you would think that maybe that would give you some slight relief from the heat, but it just really does feel like an air full of blow dryer is just going back in your face.
Overseas, correspondent Charlie Daggett in Ukraine is keeping tabs on newly arrived American cluster bombs.
We have confirmation from the Pentagon they have arrived here. They haven't yet been deployed as far as we know, but commanders on the ground say we need these weapons, partly because we're running low on traditional artillery, but partly because they're also very effective in trying to break through Russian defenses.
An Iowa judge is being asked today to postpone the state's new ban on most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, just around the time GOP Governor Kim Reynolds signs it into law at a major political event. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns is covering.
Six Republican presidential hopefuls will make their case to over 2,000 evangelical voters who play a key role in those Iowa caucuses. But one contender will be notably absent. Former President Donald Trump is skipping the event.
The Biden campaign says it and the Democratic National Committee raised more than $72 million for his reelection in the 10 weeks since he announced his 2024 candidacy. Wall Street, the Dow is up 125 points. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 12:03. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. After a few weeks of clean, safe air, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is issuing another air quality advisory. Melissa Kay reports.
Canadian wildfire smoke is on its way back to Wisconsin. The DNR's new air quality alert lasts till noon on Sunday. People with asthma and other lung disease, heart disease, outdoor workers, children, and pregnant women should limit their time outdoors. The northwest parts of Wisconsin will see smoke later this afternoon, but southern parts of Wisconsin will see the heaviest smoke tomorrow. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Not only is the air quality in Wisconsin getting worse this weekend, so is the drought. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more on our forecast coming up in just a minute. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson says he plans to push for stronger gun control laws in Wisconsin. Johnson built relationships with state lawmakers in his recent successful campaign for more shared state revenue. Now he tells the Milwaukee Press Club he wants to do something about gun violence.
There's so much more that we can do together working with state government. I mean, those folks who are shooting people in neighborhoods, those folks who are attempting to rob armored trucks, they obviously shouldn't have their hands on a gun, obviously. And so we need the state's help in order to make sure that happens.
224 people were killed in Milwaukee last year, the third straight year Milwaukee set a homicide record. The vast majority were shootings. People in Wisconsin can still use Medicaid money to pay for gender-affirming health care. Governor Evers vetoed a budget provision last week that would have blocked it. Meanwhile, families and health professionals are suing the state of Texas where a law to block gender-affirming care for trans youth is scheduled to take effect on September 1st. Roz Brown reports.
The lawsuit seeks a temporary injunction to block Senate Bill 14 before it can go into effect on September 1st. Brian Bond with PFLAG, the nation's largest organization representing the LGBTQ community, says the bill's passage has resulted in families splitting up or planning to leave Texas to continue treatment for their children.
PFLAG members, parents, and families in Texas are hurting and terrified as they scramble to find medical and mental health care options for their children.
SB 14 would not only ban medical care for transgender youth in Texas, but also cut off access to care for adolescent minors already receiving treatment. I'm Roz Brown.
There's a push to add watermarks to Wisconsin's absentee ballots. Waukesha Republican State Representative Scott Allen says absentee ballots in Wisconsin need to be more secure. He says while absentee ballots are convenient, he repeats Republican concerns that they present a challenge to election integrity. Watermarks would make ballots harder to copy or forge. Senator Ron Johnson says merger talks between the PGA and the Saudi-backed LIV Golf League amount to a truce, not a deal. Johnson was one of a bipartisan group of senators that grilled PGA executives at a hearing this week. Johnson tells Green Bay's Channel 5 the agreement aims to end an expensive court battle between the leagues.
This wasn't something that was engineered by the PGA. This is something that the Saudis pretty well forced on them, and the PGA is trying to make the best of what they certainly considered a pretty bad situation.
The Saudis are offering the PGA more than $1 billion to merge. The PGA recently held its U.S. Senior Open in Stevens Point. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. The DNR has issued an air quality advisory statewide for Canadian wildfire smoke. The advisory goes through noon on Sunday. Wildfire smoke will arrive in northwestern Wisconsin this afternoon and evening. The DNR says that the air quality will be unhealthy for people with medical conditions, but it won't be as bad as last month, which brought some of the worst air quality to the state in over a decade. A death in Eau Claire County is being labeled as suspicious. The sheriff's office said a 77-year-old woman was found dead at a home last night around 8 o'clock in the town of Washington or near Eau Claire. An 81-year-old man at the home was taken to a hospital with injuries. Deputies are investigating the death as suspicious. No other information was released. A UW Stout student died in an accidental drowning on July 8th in Marathon County. The sheriff's office said in a release that 19-year-old Lance Frimmer died after he and several other people were using a homemade water slide on a pond. He was found in the water about 2 hours after he was last seen. The Marathon County Medical Examiner declared the death accidental in its report. A Mississippi man was charged with shooting two vehicles in Menominee earlier this week. Jesse Fortenberry is accused of firing a gun, hitting two vehicles that weren't occupied. He's also charged for a sexual assault that happened the night before at a hotel in Menominee. Fortenberry is being held at the Dunn County Jail on a $5,000 cash bond. The DOT says aerial enforcement will be in place on several main highways this week in an effort to reduce reckless driving. Today, the State Patrol is monitoring Highway 29 in Chippewa County. Under a new state law, first offense reckless drivers are fined $4,000, and hurting someone in a reckless driving crash carries a maximum 6-year prison sentence. The Northern Wisconsin State Fair continues today and through the weekend. Tonight's headliner is Styx. Tomorrow, Styx will take the stage. Also, Rockfest in Kidat continues through tomorrow. Tonight's headliner is Slipknot, and tomorrow night's is Godsmack. You can buy general admission passes to either event at the gate. From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
And now, your Wisconsin weather from Civic Media.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. A mix of sun and clouds today as the summer heat begins to build back in. Temperatures will climb into the 80s statewide, with some areas flirting with 90 degrees. Winds are ushering in this warmth and will stay breezy out of the southwest, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Storms aren't out of the picture just yet, as they fire up in southern Wisconsin and roll eastward along the state line. None are expected to be severe, but they will pack some downpours, gusty winds, and frequent lightning. Total rain accumulations look to stay under a quarter of an inch. Tonight, temperatures will fall into the mid-50s to mid-60s under partly cloudy skies. However, there is a small chance to catch some northern lights, with a KP index of 4 expected both tonight and tomorrow night. Tomorrow, another day in the 80s, with cooler temperatures sinking in by Sunday, highs hitting into the 70s. Have a fantastic Friday, Wisconsin. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
The Brewers are back at it. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight. The Brewers opening up the second half of the season on the road in Cincinnati against the Reds at Great American Ballpark. The Brewers struggled to score the first half of the year, but managed to stay near the top of their division. Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
Our biggest strength has been our defense. I mean, I think we've played very good defense throughout the season. Bryce Turang made three plays. The one play he made on the other side of the bag, like, nobody makes that play, you know, and that's a hit, you know, that's a hit, and that's runs, and those are like driving in runs. So I think we've played, you know, for the large bulk of the season, played very good defense, and defense that's really kept runs off the board a lot for our pitchers.
Corbin Burns on the mound tonight for Milwaukee talked about facing the Reds for a second weekend in a row.
Yeah, I mean, we played a good series here against the Reds. You know, we got three more coming out of the break with them, which is kind of strange, but, you know, it gives us an opportunity to keep playing good baseball against a, you know, first place team. Hopefully we can overtake them. Yeah, we're playing good baseball. We're swinging the bats well. We're throwing the ball well, playing great defense. That's what you want to see. And hopefully a short little break, get everyone, you know, some rest and come out firing in the second half.
Major League Baseball schedules are out for 2024. For the third straight year, the Brewers will open the season on the road, this time in New York against the Mets, Thursday, March 28th. The home opener is the following Tuesday, April 2nd, against the Minnesota Twins at AmFam Field. NBA, last night in Las Vegas, the Milwaukee Bucks lost to the Miami Heat 91-72. Bucks guard Lindell Wigginton led with scoring 15 points in 20 minutes of playing time. 7'5" center Taco Fall scored 10 and blocked three shots. The Bucks second round pick Chris Livingston asked what's been the difference between playing for Kentucky and now in the NBA summer games.
The biggest thing, like, as you go from, you know, next level to the next level, each level the attention to detail increases. You know, you have to pay attention to a lot more detail because the details are what's going to separate, you know, guys out there on the floor, being as the summer league and you're at the NBA level. So I think that's the main thing that you got to think about.
So the Bucks are now 2-2. They face the Sacramento Kings tomorrow afternoon in Vegas. Coverage on NBA TV. Tip-off time at 3:30. Racing all weekend at Road America in Elkhart Lake. 400 racing and vintage cars, parades, and chances for fans to drive the track in their own cars or sports cars. NFL linebacker Devondre Campbell says on Twitter he feels forgotten about and used the word revenge. Campbell struggled with a knee injury last season and also revealed that he battled through a shoulder injury. He held his football camp for kids at his high school in Fort Myers, Florida.
One of the few things that I look forward to every year, coming back home, having my camp. There's not a lot of us from the 2-9 that are in the NFL, so every chance that I get to come back and, you know, bestow some wisdom and just kind of show face, you know, I played here on this same field 11 years ago, so anytime I get to come back and give back, it means a lot to me.
That's Packers linebacker Devondre Campbell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Voss, so I called Robin Voss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today with a high around 88. Slight chance of a storm this afternoon. For tonight, smoke rolls in. We'll see partly cloudy skies, a low around 62. Slight chance of a storm. Mostly sunny, a hazy sunshine for Saturday with more smoke in the air. High of 84.
Right now, it's 80.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Welcome all. Thanks for joining us today. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio where you are the star, you are the talent, and you will drive the talking points of the day. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. I'm William Walter, Policy Research Director and Lead Training Organizer with Our Wisconsin Revolution. And we got a little bit of a shakeup on the show today. If we would please introduce ourselves.
I'm Luke Mathers, executive producer here at Civic Media, but we're having some fun, not in the University Avenue studios, but instead doing a little shuffle. We're having some fun before the weekend. I'm down on State Street, and we're getting ready, you know, to make some changes and jump into a brand new studio here. And we have the one, the only, the magnificent Jane Matinere helping us out with production support today. Jane, how are you doing on this Friday afternoon?
Well, now that I didn't break anything just getting into this break, I'm feeling much better. So, and Calvin is here, so it's all good. It's wonderful to see you guys.
It is terrific, Jane, to have you helping us out today on this Friday afternoon.
Happy to.
I want to thank the entire Civic Media production staff before we jump into today's town call, because boy, today could have took an entire network off of the air across the state of Wisconsin, and instead there was a jump to it and everybody's contributing. And I just want to thank all the magnificent producers that we have across the network, because today was not an easy feat. And I'm glad that I'm able to join everybody here on the airwaves with you, Jane, and you, Will, for a little town call on this Friday afternoon.
Oh, and I'm glad that we have Jane here to, I'm going to throw her under the bus a little bit, because she's going to have to be our judge for the best Wisconsin headline of the week. As you know, it is Friday and we are doing headlines, and I am so grateful that Luke doesn't get to judge this, because I am sick of his bias. I am sick of his inability to recognize an excellent, excellent Wisconsin headline and instead just defer to whatever garbage he dug up for the week. It has been happening way too much, and it's
scoreboard.
nice to have a fresh face on the air for us today. So before we jump into that, Luke, I do want to touch on a piece from a few hours ago, actually, reading over from NPR. Student loan forgiveness is on the way for more than 800,000 borrowers. Article released at 9 a.m. Eastern time. So only a couple hours old still. More than 804,000 federal student loan borrowers are in for a pleasant surprise. While the Supreme Court scuttled President Biden's effort at widespread debt forgiveness, these borrowers are about to get an email from the U.S. Department of Education notifying them that their debts will soon be automatically erased. The forgiveness is the result of a promise made last year by the Biden administration in response to years of complaints, lawsuits, and an NPR investigation that found many longtime borrowers who should have qualified for loan forgiveness under the rules of the government's income-driven repayment plans hadn't received it because of mismanagement by the department and loan servicers. This loan will erase $39 billion in federal student loan debt.
Yeah, that's going to be a much needed relief for a lot of borrowers around the country. We also have an update as well. Before we jump into the fun Wisconsin headlines of the week, we do also have another one, this one over at Civic Media's website, civicmedia.us. You can click on the news tab at the top of the page to see all of the news being put out by the excellent news team here at Civic Media as well. also scrambling a little bit today, but doing a magnificent job making sure that the news coverage is getting put out around the state of Wisconsin. This one written up by Jimmy Koska, the air quality advisory is in place for statewide over the weekend. This is the return of Canadian wildfire smoke coming across Wisconsin. So beginning today at noon, so a couple minutes ago through Sunday at noon, going to have another air quality advisory in place around the state. The experts over at the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources do not plan or do not foresee this being as bad as the air quality advisories we saw in June that had cancellations set records for how high the air quality index was in the state. Not expecting it to be that bad, but still a statewide air quality advisory is in place this weekend across the state of Wisconsin, and want everybody to be aware of that. Given some news before we jump into the fun news. So it's all news here on Town Call, but we want to share that too.
Well, on the bright side, Luke, you can now, and I give everyone permission to use my classic joke when someone says, how are you doing today? You can drop the break even joke where you're like, I'm still alive, but I'm barely breathing due to the Canadian wildfire. I give you all permission to use that because it plays really well for me in Zoom calls. I don't know about you, Luke, but you've heard it a few times now. You're probably used to it. I will still
expect it now when when you and I are touching base, Will. But let's dive into it. We didn't do rock, paper, scissors, but I hear you have another rapid fire. We may have so many Wisconsin headlines this week that it's not just one or two submissions. We're going to kind of go back and forth a little bit with our most Wisconsin headlines.
I did the homework. Let's put it that way, Luke. One thing I do want to note before we jump into the headlines regarding the student loan forgiveness plan. IDR rules have long promised a borrower's loan balance will be forgiven after 20 years of payment. So keep in mind, this will be going to those who have been paying for north of two decades at this point. But a 2021 report by borrowers advocates found that at the time, 4.4 million borrowers had been repaying their loans for at least 20 years, but only 32 had their debts canceled under the IDR program. The problem being that the program was incredibly difficult to enroll in, so loan servicing companies often put financially distressed borrowers into long-term forbearance instead. And this disastrous oversight, frankly, I'm really glad to see that the Biden administration is stepping up to do something about it. Though I do think it's grotesque that you have to be paying off these loans for north of 20 years before you qualify at usually incredibly high interest rates. We've discussed student loan debt in the past pretty extensively, and I have a feeling that this is a conversation that we will be having again in the very near future. But Luke, it's time to jump to Wisconsin headlines. If you have a very, very Wisconsin headline that screams, this is so Wisconsin, please share it with us. I'd love to cover it. 844-967-2789. I'm going to take the lead, Luke, and I'm going to start off with a little bit of a callback based on a Wisconsin headline you dropped a few weeks ago. Wisconsin State Fair, August 3rd through the 13th.
Took one of mine. Okay.
Announced their new foods. There is over 100 new additions, Luke, and I don't even know where to begin, honestly, because it's a lot. It's a lot.
I think it's going to take at least more than one trip to the state fair to try all 100 new entries. So I may be out a couple days in early August. Who knows? I don't know. I got to do some excellent on the site reporting for these new 100 food entries over at the state fair.
Well, realistically, Luke, you could go all 10 days. You're going to be buying 10 entries a day and you still wouldn't complete the north of 100 options. I'm going to pick two right off the bat, actually three, because they're in the same line on the browser tab that I have up. We got bacon cheddar bubble waffle, crispy on the outside with fluffy bubbles on the inside. We got beer cheese Wisconsin lava cake, a savory take on a sweet classic, and beer battered corn dog dipped in hot Wisconsin cheddar. The beer-battered corn dog dipped in hot Wisconsin cheddar turns the state fair staples, such as a corn dog, beer, and cheese, very Wisconsin staples, really, into an, quote, amazing dish. The fresh beer-infused battered corn dog cooked to golden brown perfection and dipped into a blend of hot melted Wisconsin cheese it looked like a banana at first, which is what caught my attention. And then I read the label and I was like, oh boy, swing and a miss. So we got very, very Wisconsin options. I mean, I'm going through these. I could realistically pick probably 45 or 50 of these and they would just scream Wisconsin. The cotton candy lemonade is also here, Luke.
That's what I was about to say, is all of the ones that you've mentioned up to this point, now that you've mentioned cotton candy lemonade, does not count, but all of them I would try before that cotton candy lemonade, because that looked just, and the dill pickle donut that's part of the Forkies, or the, excuse me, the Sporkies. It is definitely not all 100 entries would be making it my way, but I'd love to work my way through it as best as I could. That's a pretty Wisconsin headline, and that
are
is
you
one
a spice
of the
guy,
entries.
Luke? Do you like spice?
Yeah, I can there's do spice.
The Atomic Slush. It's the world's hottest slushy. Cinnamon
oh,
slush made
no,
with Carolina
spice
Reaper
drinks
powder.
Are different. No, spice drinks are a different thing of spice. I can't. I had a spicy margarita once, and it was. You know how normally you just plug your nose and you. You just throw it back and you're like, oh, yeah. It made it worse. It like the jalapeno wanted to like shoot out my nose. It was not fun. So I don't really mess around with spicy drinks a whole lot, Will.
Yeah, that I draw the line there. I think I would go with the cotton candy lemonade before I would do that. Though some of these other ones, I mean, cotton candy jerky, deep fried bacon cheese curds. I don't know. I am very torn between, boy, one bite of this would be like revolutionary, and one bite of this would be the point where I'm like, I'm done. I can't.
I've got a submission anymore. In the food category for most Wisconsin headlines. So as we're going through state fair foods, if you want to share what you believe is a very Wisconsin headline throughout the week, 844-967-2789. You can call Will and I here on Town Call across the Civic Media Radio Network. But I got another entry for the most Wisconsin headline of the week. This one I saw early in the week. It's been picked up by several different outlets since, Will. And it's an unlikely entry. Coming from some reporting on the other side of the world, but the Wisconsin State Journal picking it up where I saw it first. Too much. Burger King's new offering in Thailand has no meat and 20 slices of cheese. Have you seen this photo yet?
Yes. Yeah, I did. No, that was a good one. I had that lined up. Then I was like, oh, I don't, like, it's very Wisconsin, but it's so far outside of Wisconsin that I don't know if I can pick it. But
our ability to influence the world it has no bounds. It goes all the way to the Burger King in Thailand.
Do you think they were thinking that? They were sitting there like, dude, we get a lot of Wisconsin tourists. How do we win these people over?
The first thing that came to my mind was how many calories is each one of those slices of cheese? Because 20 slices of cheese is probably too, like, essentially, this is just a grilled cheese sandwich, I guess. But it's a lot more cheese than anything. Jane, would you try a burger that is purely 20 slices of cheese and that's it?
I saw the picture. It's disgusting. And it's not even warm. It's not even melty.
It's not. It looks, the picture looks like it's melted cheese.
No, I saw a picture that there was a sesame bun with literally 20 slices of cheese. That was it.
Yeah, the picture I saw matches Jane's, Luke. It was not melted. It was just
looking at it right now. There's like it's a weird assortment. I think there's one melted piece on top. So like there's a lot of unmelted cheese and then one melted across the top. And it looks kind of weird, but it just screamed Wisconsin to me. So that was my top entry for most Wisconsin headline this week, because besides Thailand's Burger King, the only other place you'd see that in the world is here in Wisconsin.
104 calories per slice too, Luke. So if you have a Wisconsin headline for us, give us a call, share it with us. We'd love to cover it. 844-967-2789. This is Town Call. We'll be right back after the break.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Special Reports. People who live and work near a suspect in the Gilgo Beach murder case are stunned.
It's a little scary that he was two floors above me. We're right on the ninth floor, and no one had any idea, obviously.
The arrest is a break in the unsolved case on Long Island, the murders of nearly a dozen women over 2 years. CBS's Pat Milton.
The first of 10 bodies was found along Ocean Parkway near Jones Beach on December 11th, 2010.
The case was dramatized in the movie Lost Girls. WCBS TV reporter Carolyn Gussoff says the suspect is being arraigned.
An announcement more than a decade in the making. Sources confirm they made an arrest Thursday night of 59-year-old Rex Huerman. His alleged role to be revealed in court. Neighbors woke up to an unimaginable revelation. The decade-long hunt for a serial killer is somehow centered here in Massapequa Park.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Steve Kathan.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For 105.7 CFW and 93.5 The Tap, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. A University of Wisconsin Stout student died in an accidental drowning on July 8th in Marathon County. The sheriff's office said in a release that 19-year-old Lance Frimmer died after he and several other people were using a homemade water slide on a pond. He was found in the water about 2 hours after he was last seen. The Marathon County Medical Examiner declared the death accidental in its report. The DOT says aerial enforcement will be in place on several main highways this week in an effort to reduce reckless driving. Today, the State Patrol will be monitoring Highway 29 in Chippewa County. Under a new state law, first offense reckless driving offenders are fined $4,000, and hurting someone in a reckless driving crash carries a maximum 6-year prison sentence. The Northern Wisconsin State Fair continues today and through the weekend. Tonight's headliner is Nelly. Tomorrow, Styx will take the stage. You can buy tickets online or at the gate. From the Civic Media News Desk in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 93.5, The Tap. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5, The Tap.
Where would you reside? Not quite Canada. Great Lakes are by her side. Home of Aldo Leopold, Big Sky and Orson Welles, Steve Miller Band, lots of used up shotgun shells, where everyone's your neighbor, beer, cheese and fish fried, and you don't just say you're leaving, you say goodbye 15 times.
Okay, bye-bye now. See you guys later. Hey, keep her moving.
Welcome one, welcome all, welcome back. This is Town Call. We got a little Wisconsin shout out coming back into the second segment. I love it. This is a brand new approach to homegrown radio, and we are talking Wisconsin headline of the week. If you have a very, very Wisconsin headline you'd like to share with us, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. Luke, I know you wanted to touch on your excellent cheese-related headline from before the break. You got another point you want to throw in there?
Yeah, and if you want to help contribute to the judging of which headline will be the most Wisconsin headline this week, you can give us a call, send us a text, 844-967-2789. Or better yet, if you're on the Civic Media app, it is brand new and refreshed. You can call and text right from the app if that's where you're listening. So be sure to download the Civic Media app wherever apps are downloaded on your smart devices, over at the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Civic Media, just type it in, download the app, take us with you on the go, and you can engage with the show wherever you are. I think it just goes to show that what happens here in Wisconsin then gets reflected in other places of the world. Well, because the Burger King statement surrounding this all-new only cheese, no burger, cheeseburger.
They could have just called it the chunk of cheese, man. It flows off the tongue. It's right there.
Yeah, well, it's Burger King, so I feel like they wanted burger in the title. It's what they let you have it your way over there at BK. But their quote with the post online is saying, "This is no joke. This is for real." And I think that was only needed because I think it was two, maybe three April Fools ago now. Culver's posted just a picture of a giant cheese curd in between two buns, and that was the start of what became the Curder Burger here in Wisconsin, too. And that they followed through on that one. They made a giant cheese curd patty and put it on top of a burger. But this is almost just kind of taking that art of a cheese curd on a bun and doing it a slightly different way with 20 slices of cheese between two slices of the bun.
And it's a bold strategy, Cotton, but I kind of respect the approach. If they were trying to drop the like mid-July April Fool's Day joke, nobody would expect it. So you could make the argument that like that's the best type of April Fool's Day joke because you just like dropped it in mid-July.
We need to find out when April Fool's Day is in Thailand, because maybe it's not April 1st. Maybe it's a different day. Maybe it's sometime in July.
Yeah, and they've just been pulling our strings this entire time. So,
Bill, I think we're going to send you on assignment. You're going to have to head out to Bangkok and order one of these and see if they actually exist or if it's just a social media ploy. We're going to have to send you over there.
Okay, you say that as if it would be a work trip. That would be a ton of fun as long as I don't have to actually eat the sandwich. I will buy it. I will take a bunch of pictures of it. I'll try one bite, but dude, I can't.
You got to eat it gone.
That would kill me, dude.
I think going through the list of 100 state fair foods would kill me. So, you know, we are all taking sacrifices here on Town Call.
We do this for you. We do this for the audience to make sure that everybody has a true understanding of the type of food that we're pushing to you. So,
man, this Friday edition is off the rails. All right, let's go up to our next Wisconsin headline of the week.
Next Wisconsin headline of the week. Well, first of all, Luke, I would like the audience, please, shoot us a text and let us know which of my headlines is the best Wisconsin headline of the week, because we know it's not going to be one of Luke's, and I just want some clarification on what type of headline I should be approaching in the future, since we know that mine will always be superior. So
you're
Luke,
crowdsourcing your homework and then at the same time taking credit for the audience submitting them to you and saying that you're superior? Come on, man.
No comment. Reading over from a piece at Civic Media. Non-resident hunting and fishing fees increase in Wisconsin. The last time the fees were increased was in 2005. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is increasing licensing fees for hunting and fishing. The fee increases, which are $4 to $40, depending on the license issued, are for people who live outside of Wisconsin. State residents won't see an increase. Holler, people of Wisconsin. The increase in licensing fees is part of the final biennial state budget signed into law by Governor Tony Evers. The last time the fees were increased was in 2005, and you can see the new fees below on the Civic release or on the DNR's website. Any licenses issued for this season are good through March 31st of 2024.
Yeah, that's a pretty Wisconsin one. I like that because we had a lot of out-of-state hunters when the state sanctioned the gray wolf hunt that was under question, but The DNR had to do it due to state law. There were a lot of out-of-state hunters that came and decimated the gray wolf population for the very brief season that they were delisted from the Endangered Species Act. And so I don't disagree. Maybe if we do have an influx, the state can make a little bit more money off of out-of-state hunters coming here. That's a pretty good headline. I don't know if that's the most Wisconsin headline. No, it's a good one. But is that the most Wisconsin headline? We're fading fast, Will, already.
Oh, please. That was a great headline. I don't want to hear it.
See, my next one, and we have a terrific listener here in Madison, 608 number, listening on WMDX Mad Radio, sharing a Wisconsin headline that I think we both might have had in our rapid
I'm
fire.
I'm going to call this our Wisconsin headline because this,
I'm going to take credit on this one because this is my show. I love this show. But again, to show that Wisconsin is the center of not only the political universe, it's going to be the center of the food competition universe next year. Later this year, when the season gets released next year, season 21 of Bravo's Top Chef coming to Wisconsin, going to be recording and doing the competition throughout Milwaukee, in Madison, and Door County. And again, just an excellent display of Wisconsin being the center and just getting the chance to be loved for another aspect of what makes this state great, our food scene. And I can't wait until they're eating cheese curds and having old fashions with these very, very terrific world-renowned chefs that are going to come here to compete.
Yeah, Wisconsin culinary powerhouse. I love to see it. Some of the Reddit comments about this story are hilarious, like supper club wars, like all the jokes on casual Wisconsin dining.
Do you watch Top Chef?
I do not. No, I don't watch a lot of TV. So that was fair for you to swoop in and take that headline.
Top Chef is terrific. I've loved every. I've been a little busy these last couple of weeks, so I'm behind on season 20. So no spoilers, okay? I don't know yet the outcome of this season. I'm still catching up on it. But I'm very much looking forward to Top Chef coming to Wisconsin, getting the chance for the state to be displayed on an international stage. The season 20 right now is a season full of international competitors, so displaying how far of a reach the show Top Chef has. And really exciting that entire viewing audience is going to get a chance to see Wisconsin on display with season 21. It makes my heart sing, and I cannot wait to tune in and watch it. And you can better believe that I'm going to be trying to get to any of the locations where these competitions will be taking place.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Colicchio, if you need any judges for old fashions or cheese curds or any of the food that the contestants will be putting out, give me a call. 844-967-2789.
Can you imagine if they swung by the Wisconsin State Fair?
they very well might. The recording for the season is going to take place the end of this summer, beginning of fall. So there's a pretty good chance that they might be going. I think the supper club vibe up in Door County is absolutely going to be a scene. I got to imagine old fashions. They do two different parts to their episodes, Will. Most episodes start off with a quick fire, so it's a brief challenge that takes place over maybe 20 minutes to an hour, and it always has a theme. They get sponsors involved, things like that, but it also ties in the culinary scene of the state or wherever location they are recording and broadcasting from. And so I have a feeling old fashions and cherries and cranberries, like there's going to be so many different Kringle. I can imagine if they're in Milwaukee, they're going to be doing a lot of different quick fire challenges with stuff like that. And I'm just thrilled to see Wisconsin on display with this upcoming season of Top Chef.
And I saw a Twitter graphic noting James Beard Award winners from each, major city across the country. And obviously, New York has 257 or something. Chicago had 65 or 70. I believe they were second or third in the country. As you're going down the list, Milwaukee was in like maybe 9th or 10th with 6 James Beard Award winners, which is significantly more than some of the largest cities across the entire country outside of, the big 3 metropolises, New York, Chicago, LA. But I don't think Milwaukee and Wisconsin in particular is generally considered a culinary haven. But we have a lot of unique opportunities. We have a lot of cool things to do here. And it's really nice to see Wisconsin getting some of the love that frankly, we deserve, because we are a beautiful state and we have a lot to offer. And it's wonderful that we're going to be able to have this opportunity. Luke, I hope you get on.
The current best chef of the Midwest is two chefs here in Madison, Restaurant Fairchild. They won earlier this year. So we've got James Beard Award winners here in Madison as well. I'm very excited for this. And I found the tweet, Luke.
Milwaukee is smaller than, but has just as many or more James Beard Award winners as Miami, Nashville, Austin, Dallas, Houston, Phoenix, San Diego, San Antonio, Detroit, Baltimore, Charlotte, Columbus. This is a list of some of the largest cities in the country. And Milwaukee is on that with six total James Beard Award winners. I did not have the final position correct. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 17.
Doing some counting on
but that's still, that's still very good. That's still very, very good.
Yes, Wisconsin punches above its weight class in a lot of different things, and I think this is truly tremendous that Top Chef, a internationally renowned show, is going to be filming here for their season 21.
I know you're excited. I hope you get on, Luke. I really do.
I will. I'll be in the background maybe, and you'll see like the corner of my ear as I'm like walking through, just trying to get like on set, and that'll be it.
You'd be that SpongeBob meme where SpongeBob's like, "Look, I'm in the commercial," and it's just his head like sticking out from.
Oh, that's not SpongeBob. That's Mike Wazowski and
No. That is SpongeBob. When Mr. Krabs shoots the initial Krusty Krab commercial, he's talking in the front of the restaurant, and SpongeBob's head is sticking out from behind the little window that they have into the grill, and he pauses it and he's pointing it out to like, I think
Monsters Inc. makes the same joke when Sully is in the commercial and Mike's like barely in there. So that's the better version, or at least the better known version to me, of that little joke.
Oh, I don't know, man. It doesn't get much better known than SpongeBob. That's a call out to us 90 kids, Luke. I don't like to hear that, even though you're one of us. I'm a little disappointed in you, but all right. That means it is my turn once again, and we only got a couple minutes before the break, so I'll keep this headline shorter for my excellent final piece. A tweet from Bell and Health: Packers running back A.J. Dillon making a lasting impact this morning as he visits with pediatric patients and their families. Dillon is preparing for training camp, but he took the time out of his day to deliver signed copies of his new book, Quadzilla Finds His Footing. It is a children's book. And frankly, I got to give a shout out to A.J. Dillon, regardless of what you do on the field, because that's what most players are judged by. He appears to be just an incredible, incredible human being who has really bought into the spirit and the community that is reflected amongst not just Wisconsin, but Door County, Green Bay in particular, the Northern Wisconsin vibe. He just appears to be a really genuine human being. And I'm really happy to have someone like A.J. Dillon doing this, because that's just awesome. That is just awesome.
He's the mayor of Door County. It wasn't really a position until he wanted it, but he's the mayor of Door County. I would fully expect him to be, you know, at least an ambassador to Door County when Top Chef comes to town. Because if you think of Door County and you don't think of A.J. Dillon, what are you doing? I think I've seen him twice now in Door County, just like through random spottings when I'm up there for Labor Day weekend. I've seen A.J. Dillon there twice in his time as a Packer. So he loves that place. That's a very Wisconsin headline as well.
Remember, he went to school at Boston College, Luke. So he has fully embraced the becoming Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is not just a transplant. He's full blown. He's here. Folks, you're listening to Town Call. If you want to judge what Wisconsin headline is the most Wisconsin headline this week, give us a call. 844-967-2789. Town Call is going to be right back.
When it's cold in the winter, I drink beer, treat. When the snow unthaws, you can bet I'll drop a ski.
Hey, dear Uncle Mike, can I drop a ski guy or no? That was rhetorical. I'm dropping her. Oh, my God.
So roll out the barrel and strike up the band. Heaven's praise along.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on
on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Oconomowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today with a high around 88. Slight chance of a storm this afternoon. For tonight, smoke rolls in. We'll see partly cloudy skies, a low around 62. Slight chance of a storm. Mostly sunny, a hazy sunshine for Saturday with more smoke in the air. High of 84.
Right now, it's 80.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Oh, Wisconsin, how you been? Tell me, how's our hometown team?
Welcome back. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. If you would like to participate in today's forum or share a very, very Wisconsin headline with us, give us a call. Shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. Let me know which one of my headlines thoroughly beat out any and all of Luke's headlines. Luke, before we jump to your second last headline, I want to give one more quick shout out to AJ Dillon because I am a huge AJ Dillon fan. He also streams on Twitch, and we did a Twitch-focused episode a few months ago where we kind of talked about organizing on other social media platforms, and Twitch is really unique because it allows you to build a brand as an individual. It lets you build a community around what your interests are, and I've actually tuned into AJ's Twitch quite a few times. He streams a lot of college football, video games, obviously, but he's just an all-around good human being, and I'm very happy to have someone like that representing the Packers.
Yeah, he's tremendous. The Packers are lucky to have him, and I'm very excited to watch it, the 1-2 punch between him and Aaron Jones this upcoming season. So looking forward to the backfield for the Packers. I've got one that's a very, very traditional Wisconsin headline. The Harley-Davidson Museum will... It's 15 years old, and right now it's the Harley Homecoming Weekend. So if you're in southeastern Wisconsin, you're going to see a heck of a lot of Harleys on the road. In Milwaukee. Yeah, I was going to say, I was in Milwaukee last night, and they are everywhere. So it is Harley Homecoming Weekend, and there are very few brands and companies, I believe, that are so Wisconsin, more so than Harley-Davidson. So keep an eye out for the cyclists on the road this weekend. There's going to be a lot of them in southeastern Wisconsin. It's also going to be a lot of fun. I know a lot of friends going down to the festivities on Milwaukee's lakefront this weekend, celebrating 15 years of the Harley-Davidson Museum and the terrific brand, Wisconsin brand, that is Harley-Davidson.
What were you doing in Milwaukee last night, Luke?
I had some stuff going on, and then I stumbled into Bastille Days. I was looking for Kristen, and then didn't get a chance to see her. She was a little busy with the events and festivities herself, but it was an accidental thing. I wasn't planning it. I had some business to attend to, and then just an amazing street fest that is Bastille Days, and the excellent events that Milwaukee has and Wisconsin as a whole has to offer. You can kind of find yourself stumbling into things like that from time to time. We've got the Fête des Marquettes here in Madison, another French festival this weekend as well. And we've got the Upper State Fair going on in the Chippewa Falls area as well in Wisconsin. So many things to do, so many things going on here in the state of Wisconsin. We want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. Which one is the most Wisconsin headline? Will, I believe you got one more.
I do have one more, and I'm going to finish on a strong note. We're going to stick with our Green Bay Packers. Reading over from a piece at Civic Media, Packers Hall of Fame wide receiver Donald Driver catches camels, waves, and more while in Wisconsin. Driver is part of a promotional video for Visit Lake Geneva. Donald Driver, during a promotional shoot for Visit Lake Geneva, included stops at the Safari Lake Geneva Zoo, where he shared camera time with the resident camels and giraffes, along with several other hot spots in the area. The fan favorite 48-year-old wide receiver played for Green Bay for his entire NFL career, holding the franchise record for most receiving yards and receptions during his 14 years with the Green and Gold. And he is still another very, very Wisconsin individual who has wholly embraced what it means to be a Wisconsinite. He still hosts his Donald Driver charity softball game in the Fox City Stadium every year, bringing in both current and former players, along with a sellout crowd in support of a variety of nonprofit organizations. Great work, Donald Driver.
Did you see him deliver mail off of the mailboat in Lake Geneva? That was good. He's still about as quick.
Wisconsin as you're going to get, is a former beloved Green Bay Packers individual dropping mail off in Lake Geneva off the boat. Like, that's Wisconsin, man.
That's pretty up there. Folks, I got one more, but before we jump to my final one, let's head over to the phone lines. We got Joe in Madison calling in. Joe, what are your thoughts so far? Which one is the most Wisconsin headline this week?
To me, it's Top Chef, without a doubt. We have some really awful headlines coming out of Wisconsin. Like, the whole history of Foxconn was one awful headline after another. Some of the other things just really grim. This is so positive. This is so full of promise. This is so cool. How did they do it? How did they present this package to Top Chef, where it's not just one city that's being highlighted, like Chicago or New Orleans, big cities like Miami? How did they get it so that it is the whole state, really, that's going to be highlighted? Milwaukee, Madison, and then up by Door County. I'm sure they're going to go down to the Driftless, to that area. It's just so positive, because it sort of says, here's a state that's an amazing place to explore, which is something that we all know. I mean, up from the food traditions of the Three Sisters with the tribes up north to the fish boils up in Door County. I mean, this is just a fantastic, wonderful deal, unexpected, and really cool, because it shows the whole state. It's the diversity of the state that's the most wonderful thing, and the way it contributes to our great food heritage and our great, not only just food heritage, but the way we're sort of blazing trails in appreciating sustainability and the wonderfulness of our food palette here. So I got to say, without a doubt, I'm a political junkie, but this is so cool and so neat. And I really want to know how they put the package together and convince Top Chef that this is the place to be, not London, Paris, but Wisconsin. Thanks a lot, guys.
Appreciate it, Joe.
Thanks.
It is a trend. Taking on an entire state as the location for Top Chef is something they've done in Colorado. They've done it in Texas. And so it's really exciting to see that this is coming to Wisconsin. They just finished. Season 20 is taking place in London. So that one was already checked off the box. But we're following London. Like, that is how cool Wisconsin gets to be for season 21 of Top Chef. All right. I don't even know, with Joe's support there, I don't think I need to submit my final one. Jane, do we have a verdict on what is the most Wisconsin headline this week?
Oh, Joe is absolutely right. It's Top Chef.
Man.
It's Top Chef. Oh yeah.
I gotta get another different judge in here every week.
Oh, Will likes to do Stop the Steal. Every time he loses, he's like, okay, I need to go
please
run this up a different court.
Please text in if you think you're going to be a judge more favorable to whatever I have to say.
Will's going to start paying the callers and the texters to just start supporting his Wisconsin headlines on Fridays. My final one.
Here, Luke.
This one, it's a fun one as well. A foot-long mozzarella stick is coming to the 3rd Street Market Hall in Milwaukee. And I feel like that's an attraction that would only work, Will, in Wisconsin.
Oh, that's a really good one, too. You should have dropped that.
I just like to, it's like when you score the touchdown when there's no time left, but you're already up by three. Like, you just take care of business, and I'm just, you know, it's the dagger, as they say in the sports.
You're helping the fantasy owners rather than going down at the one like the coach would like you to.
Exactly.
I respect that.
Folks, this has been Sound Call. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. Check them out on Civic Media's website, civicmedia.us. We'll be back on Monday at 12:15. Have an excellent weekend. Thank you so much, Jane Matinere, for helping us out with the production this Friday afternoon. Talk to y'all later. Always listening.
At the door. Can someone please unlock?
It's been an eventful afternoon with a spike in bookings at Claudia's event space.
We'd love to host Mermaid Fest.
She was already planning on having more event planners on hand.
500? That's a lot of tails.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is? Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made.